The federal parliamentary week has ended with a shock blow for the Morrison government. Coalition MPs believed One Nation senators would back its so-called Ensuring Integrity Bill, otherwise known as the Union Busting Bill. The government had adopted all the changes Pauline Hanson had wanted to it, but in the end, the senator and Malcolm Roberts voted against it, prompting senior government figures to call on her to please explain. Here's Alexandra Beach.
It was the political moment that caught almost everyone by surprise.
There being 34 ayes and 34 noes, the question is negated, which means there's not support for the bill.
The looks on their faces said it all. Government senators were furious, while Labor and the Greens erupted in slightly baffled cheers. The coalition had been confident this bill would pass, leading to greater powers to deregister misbehaving unions. But they were counting on One Nation's vote.
Well, then, that tells me the government took me for granted. Sorry, I don't have to tell the government which way I'm voting. Never did.
Instead, Pauline Hanson joined forces with crossbencher Jackie Lambie to deny the government a win. As he left Parliament House, Senate President Scott Ryan was still processing the outcome.
Afternoon, Senator. What did you make of all the activity in the Senate this afternoon?
I think I'll just head home.
Hot on his heels out the door was Queensland Liberal Senator Gerard Rennick, who says One Nation has damaged its reputation with the Morrison government.
Look, in the short term, yes. I'd heard rumours that she'd had dinner with Anthony Albanese on Monday night, so I wasn't completely surprised. I was a bit surprised to hear that. But, look, you know, Pauline's flip-flopped for the last 20 years.
But for Labor, the Greens and the unions, the celebrations continued long into the night. Labor Senator and former union boss Tony Sheldon ducked out of the party briefly to speak with AM.
This is a celebration for a lot of hard-working Australians, ones that spoke out, ones that are actually active in their communities, that are leaders in their workplaces, but also the ones that actually want this country to move on with better conditions for all, regardless of who you are.
Despite putting forward several successful amendments to the legislation, One Nation leader Pauline Hanson says she'd known since yesterday morning that she wouldn't back it.
We listened to the people. It was all about the workers of Australia.
The Attorney-General has flagged the government plans to reintroduce the legislation at some point. The Chief Executive of the Australian Industry Group, Innes Willicks, wants that to happen as soon as possible.
It's important that this legislation go through for the benefit of the community.
He says the initial loss is a significant setback.
All this is going to do is embolden unions, embolden bad behaviour by particular unions, and in the end the community will pay the cost through increased expenses around construction and other activities. It's very disappointing.
One Nation says it will decide future votes on merit, and Labor is wary that Pauline Hanson could change her mind if the bill returns.
Alexandra Beach reporting there.